He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is January the 29th. It's the deep freeze edition. Not here in San Diego, but I hear Atlanta is just in a deep freeze here this morning. So I want to give a shout out to all of the folks listening in Atlanta. I feel real sorry for you down there. I do. Man, that's ridiculous. And record lows in Chicago yesterday. What happened to this Nobel Prize winning theory of global warming? I don't know, but we've got a big chill in the market still, which I warned looked like it was on the way late last year. And an Arctic chill has now hit the market. It's coming from Turkey. It's coming from Argentina. It's coming from China. It's coming from the Fed. So we deal with it. We take it a day at a time. Having said that, I've got one of the biggest winners. I think the biggest winner in the market today. So actually, overall, I'm up a little bit today, which is crazy. The Dow is down 89 points right now. It's gotten a little better since the open. The Dow is at 15,839. The S&P 500 is down 9 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1,783. The NASDAQ is down 22 points. It's down 0.5%. Not a big deal. But, you know, you add it on to a lot of other little deals, and maybe it's starting to become a big deal. I don't even think you can say we're in the midst of a correction yet. We haven't even hit, 7%? We're down maybe 4 or 5% from the all-time highs here. So it's not really anything really bad here yet. We've got gold at $1,264. Gold loves turmoil in the world. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've got to talk about all kinds of things here today that are affecting the markets, especially on this Wednesday, where we have to look at Turkey. We've got to talk Turkey. What do you mean, Gunderson? Thanksgiving was last November. What do you mean, talk Turkey? Well, part of these problems stem from a country that is not part of the EU, the European Union. Therefore, they don't use the euro as their currency. Instead, they use the lira, once the currency of Italy. They use the Turkish lira as their currency. Runaway inflation is killing their currency. This looks like it's a year about currencies. Just like 2011 was a year about Greek bonds. I had to learn all about Greek bonds and Italian bonds and Spanish bonds and the reasons why those countries got into the deep mess that they were in. Well, this year I've got to learn all about currencies and why Argentina's currency is plunging and why the Turkish lira is plunging, and how does that impact us? And the best way I could explain it is, when you hear about people dying of the bird flu in Shanghai, you say, well, I'm glad it's in Shanghai and it's not in America. But it's just a matter of time before some tourist gets on a plane and lands at LAX, or some businessman comes back from China carrying with him the bird flu strain, and it arrives on American shores. We're pretty much a connected world these days, both socially on social media, and also the economies of the world are connected. Who knows how much Turkish debt or how much Turkish currency is on the books of JP Morgan? I don't know how much Argentinian debt and how much Argentinian currency is on the books of Citigroup. I don't know. But bird flu, or Asian contagion, South American contagion, Turkish contagion has arrived on the shores of America. And it's causing some disruption in our markets right now. throw in the fact that we're in the midst of earnings season, and some of the big boys have disappointed here so far. Apple was down, what, 40, 50 points after their earnings report. I called Apple a stinker 2 weeks ago. You've got other companies that have reported earnings. Yeah, you know, they haven't impressed, but they haven't really disappointed either. They're just kind of so-so. And when there's bird flu in Turkey and a Latin American contagion and a credit crisis in China, that's enough to say, oh, well, these earnings aren't very good that are coming in here. Throw into that a Fed meeting, a Federal Open Market Committee meeting today, which I thought Bernanke was out of the picture, but no, this is his last meeting. And you know what? There's going to be a lot of people that are looking to the Fed statement at, 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as to what they're going to do. And the consensus is that they're going to take another $10 billion per month off the table of their bond purchase program, bringing it from $85 billion per month down to $75 billion per month, down to $65 billion per month. And it would seem that the market has already priced in that taper. And then the market will listen for comments on their future plans, on what they plan to do with the taper. And the markets will react accordingly. And at least we'll get one unknown out of the way. But as soon as you get that unknown out of the way, what they're going to do today, they start fretting and worrying about what they're going to do at the next meeting. So that one really never goes away. But at least we will get a little bit of clarity today. Probably, without question, one of the bigger Fed meetings in quite a while because of the handoff of the baton. I'm sure Bernanke will be speaking for Yellen. I'm sure Miss Yellen has a lot to do with today's decision. And we'll get a big insight into what her plans are and what kind of a Fed chair that she's going to be. And she'll be speaking through General Ben. So that will help a lot, at least, get that one cleared up. The Turkish lira, what do we do with that one? Well, they raised their interest rates over there by 425 basis points overnight to defend their currency. That would be like us going from 1.5% to 6% overnight. That's the drastic move that Turkey made last night to try to shore up the Turkish lira and to try to shore up the confidence in their sagging economy and their weakening financial condition. Will Turkey now need a bailout? Will anybody bail out Turkey? Turkey's not a member of the European Union. I guess they'll have to look to the world markets for help on their situation if their situation gets worse. And how many American companies have any exposure to Turkey? Probably not a lot, but still it's perception. And when perception is bad and when there's question marks and when there's uncertainty, markets catch a cold. We put the patient on the table last Friday and early Saturday morning and did a thorough analysis of the patient. If you didn't get my newsletter, you ought to get it. You ought to read it. You go to my website, pwstreet.com. I dissected the market. I dissected the overall technical picture. I dissected the current valuation of the market. I dissected the S&P 500, the Dow, the NASDAQ, but more importantly, I dissected the China market. And I dissected the Latin America market and what all of this means for you and your portfolio, your 401k at work. How is this impacting you? Well, I have a very simple model portfolio in my newsletter for folks that just have a thrift savings plan with basic choices. And I made some changes to that recommendation there. There's other people that have 401k that offers them a lot of mutual funds. You can take a look at what I'm currently recommending in the mutual fund portfolio, which was up over 30% last year. But as things change, you have to change. I am not a buy and holder. There's plenty of buy and holders out there. If you want to go that route, you know, most of my profession goes that route. They put stuff into asset allocations and they revisit once a year. And how did that work last year? Not very good. A 50-50 bond stock mix netted you about 6.2% while the market was up 28%. Obviously, the stock market was the best place to be last year. And as we enter 2014, it's getting a bit dodgy, isn't it? That's why I put up a yellow flag on December 31st, and that's why I'm currently sitting on a stack of 40% cash. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the biggest winner in the market here today. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're a little bit foggy here. We've got a little fog with sun trying to burn through while they got a deep freeze in Atlanta. And you've got some of the coldest temperatures in years in Chicago. Been a very, very kind of crazy kind of a winter. And it's been kind of a very, very crazy kind of a market. The market was bright and sunny when we ended 2013. We had a huge year in the market, but there were several problems at that point in time. Just about everybody sitting on big gains. They're full from a big meal. And they're not looking to eat anymore. They're not looking to purchase and buy, you know, a little bit more reason to sell entering the new year than to buy. You've got all the asset allocators that are lowering their stock positions because they were the biggest winners last year. And you've got the asset allocators raising their bond positions big time because they were the big losers last year. And that, I'm sure, impacted the markets the first few weeks. You've got a Fed that really hasn't said anything. You've got a changeover at the top. You've got a handing off of the baton from a Fed chairman to a Fed chair. And we still really don't have a taste of flavor for what she's going to do. But we ought to get some kind of indications here this week. And all of a sudden, the emerging markets have started to come unraveled. And I told you 2 years ago to avoid the emerging markets. I told you 1 year ago to avoid the emerging markets. I've had no exposure to the emerging markets. So if you look at your portfolio that's being managed by whoever, wirehouse firm, whatever, and you see emerging markets in your portfolio, you know, I'm not a fan. I think that's a big, big mistake right now. They have their place, they have their time, but it hasn't been their place and it hasn't been their time for the last 2 years. America's been the big place to be because of the tremendous stimulus that's been added to our economy here and that continues to be added to our economy. Speaking of wirehouse firms, I probably heard my story, but on my floor and in my building, one of the major top three wirehouse firms has a very large presence. Well, there's probably, 100, 200 employees here in this building, maybe more. So there's a lot of them walking around. And last night as I was getting ready to leave, actually I was going somewhere in the afternoon because that's about when they're leaving. When I'm leaving, they're long gone. I get on the elevator with about three guys. They're in their 30s, late 20s, and they're all brokers with said wirehouse firm down the hall. And, I was with my wife, mentioned to her about the market and stuff. And they go, "You're Bill Gunderson, aren't you?" I said, I had to look at my ID and stuff. "Yeah, I'm Bill Gunderson. I use your app. I think it's great." So there's hope. You see, the app is now starting to creep into the wirehouse firms. And there's young guys learning about buying best stocks now, instead of the stuff that's pawned off like Cisco and Apple and IBM and Merck and General Electric and all of the other dogs of yesteryear that they seem to peddle in mass to their clients. And if it's not that, they asset allocate your 50% bonds if you're 50 years old and your 50% stocks. And if you're 60 years old, you're 60% bonds and you're 40% stocks. But no, they're starting to use the app and a lot of them know who I am now and I'm in their building. So that's a good thing. All right. We have the biggest winner in the market today on the date of, let's see here, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. As I go through my daily trip through the market, sometimes it's alphabetically, sometimes it's by market cap. I change it up. Do you go home the same route every night? Nah, you change it up sometimes just for a different, scenery. Well, on January the 15th of 2014, I sent out a tweet. I only sent out five or six a day. I said, "I just bought a little Medivation, MDVA. It's number 45 overall, powerful move." Now, I've known Medivation because I featured Medivation in September of 2012. You can go back and listen to my analysis of Medivation back then. And I owned it back then, and I made some money in it back then. I featured it in August of 2012. I featured it in June of 2012. And all of these are retained on my app. As you scroll down, and you can click on any of those and listen to my analysis. I'm an open book. But on January 15th, which is 2 weeks ago, to the day, I said I bought a little Medivation, number 45 overall, powerful move. And today Medivation, let's see how much right now, Medivation is up after their report last night, is up 11.4% today. And that's one of the reasons overall I'm having an up day, even though the market's having a bad down day. What is Medivation, you say? Well, Medivation has a very promising pipeline, but one of the top drugs in their pipeline is for prostate cancer. And they had very, very good news from their clinical trials last night that those people who took their prostate cancer drug, it helped them a lot. It slowed down the cancer a lot. It added many years of life to those that had prostate. This is a good thing, right? Medivation is headquartered in San Francisco. They develop novel small molecule drugs for the treatment of multiple stages of advanced prostate cancer. That's their main drug in their pipeline. And when your main drug in your pipeline is giving good results, you're able to see a stock that's gone from $1 a share in 2006 to a current price of $84.95. And of course, it's up another $9.17 today. And it's a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. If you get my newsletter, you would have seen the stock added to the newsletter a couple weeks ago, telling that I had taken a position in the stock. If you follow me on Twitter, you would have seen the day that I bought the stock. And here's one of the reasons why. Performance. Look at this performance of this company, which places it in the top performance of all companies in America. It's an A+. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 65% per year to investors. That blows away Apple. 65%, it may be the number one stock. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 51% per year. And over the last 3 years, this stock has delivered 123% per year to investors. How can you not at least sit up and take notice of that? 123% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's only up 33%. But now you got to tack on today's big move. This stock gets a performance grade of A+. Don't forget, back in 2008, biotechs held up pretty well. This stock was up 1%. As of yesterday, the stock was number 43 out of 3,805, and it's a big position here at Gunderson Capital Management. Medivation. MDVN. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've been talking turkey today, even though Thanksgiving has come and gone and we're a long way off until the forgiving of the national turkey again in November. But the country of Turkey is reeling. Their currency is plunging. The lira, just not what it used to be. Throw in Argentina, where they have the same problem, where their peso is plunging. How would you like to live in a country where there's inflation of 30% per year? Who knows? We may live in one that may come true at some point in time, because I think we've been doing a little bit of money printing under the table here in America. It seems to me like we spend more than we take in on a regular basis here. So we'll see where that all leads. But for now, The dollar, on a relative basis, remains one of the strongest currencies in the world, especially when you take a look at the Argentinian peso and the Turkish lira. We still don't really have a resolution to the credit crisis in China. And we will get some direction from the Fed this week that may help a little bit. But this is all kind of ganged up on our markets. It started surrounding and ganging up on the markets late last year as they were sailing and flying and hitting new highs. And everybody was gleeful. And we ended the year on a high note. And the market had one of its best years ever. I started cautioning. Don't expect next year to be as easy as this year. And as the year started to draw to a close, I saw the need to put up the yellow caution flag on January the 1st, or whenever I sent out the first newsletter of the year. I don't remember. January the 2nd, I guess, January the 3rd. And I said, you know, you need to be a little bit cautious here. The wind is just starting to shift a little bit here. Instead of that warm southerly wind, we're getting a northerly wind, which is cold and chilly and brings a chill to the market. You got to zip up your jacket big time because it's starting to get cold, and I could just feel it in the market. And the market, even though it's not reeling, it's down about 3 or 4% from its high. It definitely has caught a cold, and I think you know that. You can feel it. You can see the symptoms. It's nervous. It's jittery. It's not its old self. It's not the same healthy market that we finished 2013 with. So through natural attrition along the way, I've been selling. And the net result is, as I sit here today, I'm 40% in cash. 60% is still exposed to the markets. And the ones that I still own are stocks like Medivation, which is up 10% today. Stocks like Jazz Pharmaceutical, which continues to hit new highs. Stocks like Illumina, which is having a fantastic day today. Have you looked at a chart of Illumina lately? ILMN, one of my biggest holdings here. And you might think, Gunderson, that's all he buys is biotech stocks. You should have heard me in 2009. Like I said, I was an expert then on pawn shops and gun dealers like Ruger and Smith & Wesson and automobile parts places like AutoZone and O'Reilly and dollar stores like Family Dollar and Dollar General and Dollar Tree, where I get most of my wardrobe. These were the leading stocks back then. It changes. Sectors change. At some point in time, about 15, 18 months ago, the biotechs took charge and the pharmaceuticals took charge. And they continue to march up San Juan Hill, leading the parade, carrying the flag, while the rest of the troops are faltering badly. Now, how long can the biotechs lead the market? I've said many times, it ain't over till it's over. You see Illumina hitting a brand new all-time high today. You see Medivation hitting a brand new all-time high today. It's just the nature of the beast. But I have a short leash on these things, watching them very, very closely. Because the virus is spreading. The virus has hit American shores. It's crept into the American stock market. Now, will the antibiotics provided by the Fed and the antibiotics provided by the Fed in Turkey and the antibiotics provided by the monetary policy from Argentina, will it nip this virus in the bud and will it save the world from a worldwide contagion? Only time will tell. But we do have to be on high alert right now. We do have to take our vitamin C every day. We do have to wear our mask every day to prevent germs. And we got to use our hand sanitizer and whatever in the markets so that we don't get caught up in this virus here in America. And we'll just have to see, you know, how the antibiotics work, whether they take hold or whether this thing continues to spread. But through natural attrition, like I said, I'm sitting on 40% cash, which is a lot of money. And I did deploy. I bought one yesterday. And I bought one 2 weeks ago, like I said, by the name of Medivation. and it's turned into a nice big winner here in the market today. All right, let's talk about another one here that I currently own. And oh, guess what? Newsflash, it's a biotech stock. It's a company that is headquartered in Weston, Massachusetts. Another little bastion of biotech firms and technology, the Massachusetts area, home to is an MIT back that way. Biogen IDEC Inc. is the name of the company. IDEC used to be a San Diego company, I believe, and Biogen has a lot of San Diego footprints. In fact, many of these companies, crazy enough, here I am, almost a San Diego native, born in L.A., moved to San Diego when I was a little boy, been here ever since. We've got some of the biggest winners. How come the local news isn't featuring these things? Do they realize as they go to work every day, these sleepy newscasters, that Illumina is probably the hottest stock in the market right now? It's right on the 805 freeway. Millions of people pass that thing. Not millions. Hundreds of thousands of people pass that thing daily. They don't even realize that it should be in their portfolio. And, of course, Biogen has big San Diego connections here. Why do I like Biogen? Well, you know, number one, it's a large cap stock. And in my large cap conservative growth portfolio, I look for candidates from that walk, from that side of town, the large cap side of town, to put into my large cap conservative portfolio. And Biogen meets my criteria. Number one, it's been one of the top performing stocks in the market over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, and even over the last 12 months, in which the stock has doubled again. The stock was up over the last 12 months 104%. Market's up 20% over the last 12 months. The performance grade of Biogen is an A, just below Medivation. I mean, it doesn't have the blowout numbers that Medivation has, but it gets an A. It's at the head of the class. Move up here to the front row, Biogen. You go back a couple rows there, Cisco. We're done with you. It's an A performance grade. And I've talked over and over. Here's another little bit of evidence leading to my conclusion that biotechs did very well in 2008. I don't know why. Go figure. But they did. In 2008, the market was down 38.5%. Biogen was only down 16%. Again, another stock from the biotech industry that held up very well in 2008 while the market plunged. Crazy. Now let's take a look at valuation, because I am not a momentum investor. And even though performance and momentum play a big part in my stock selection process, but I am also keen. I keep a keen eye on valuations, because valuations are critical. Biogen is currently trading at 26 times forward earnings, which sounds a little rich, but it's also been a company that has produced some big, big results here recently. Their most recent quarter, 23% growth, 32% growth, so it's going to deserve a richer multiple. Biogen's expected to grow their earnings by 18% per year over the next 5 years. And when I take Biogen's earnings today, which next year they're expected to be $11.63. Wow, that's a lot of money coming in. And I project those out over the next 5 years, I get a target price of $5.50. Out of 3,805 stocks, Biogen currently comes in at number 24. And it's a stock I own in my conservative growth portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, we have an article out there, I think it was published yesterday on MarketWatch. It got a lot of page views, and we talked about a stock in that article that DuPont let get away. Now, DuPont's been around for a long, long time. But here's the bottom line. The stock of DuPont was $60 almost 10 years ago, and today it's $60. Okay? I mean, DuPont has not exactly been a powerhouse stock. And when's the last time DuPont ever came out with a blockbuster? And in the article, we use the example of a guy at DuPont who came up with a new product, and he took it to the marketing department and to the heads of DuPont, said, I've got this new product that makes clothing waterproof. And the DuPont bureaucracy, the DuPont stodgy old stocks of yesteryear management team looked at and said, why would anybody want waterproof clothing? So the guy, not Frank Gore, he's the 49er, the guy's name was Gore, last name, can't think of his first name, went off and formed a company called Gore-Tex, started making waterproof clothing. And now, of course, there's Duck Dynasty, where camouflage waterproof clothing is kind of the in style today. If you go to the mall wearing camouflage waterproof clothing, man, you're hip today. But obviously, there was a big demand from all kinds of industries for waterproof clothing. Just ask the skier. I used to ski in Levi's. Not a good thing to do, because by the end of the day, I'm not one that stays on my feet the whole time. You know, when you're rounding those downhill turns at 75 miles an hour, you're going to fall once in a while and get your clothes wet. And by the end of the day, my Levi's were soaking wet. Could have used some waterproof clothing. But DuPont let another one get away. Which we featured in the article, a biotech company by the name of Insight, which is also headquartered in Delaware, just down the street from DuPont. But I think the story here is, this is why companies become stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. Well, number one, they can't keep up growth. That's for sure. DuPont, it's hard to grow. In fact, they're only a $55 million company these days. But they're still a major brand name and a big company with lots of scientists trying to discover the next big thing in the labs at DuPont back in Delaware. And they've let a couple get away, it sounds like. And I don't imagine that's the end of it, that there won't be more companies that slip away. But I think it points to the whole notion that there's best stocks now and there's best stocks of yesteryear. And, you know, as I look through portfolios that come to me from other firms, and usually I have to liquidate those portfolios because they're full of DuPonts and IBMs and Ciscos and all the other usual suspects, Microsoft. Now, I would put Apple in that same category. What? You would? Yes. Apple is no longer the Beatles selling out Shea Stadium. Apple's now Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney playing late at night in the Grammys in a performance that very few people even saw. Even though I still like Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney. But they're not selling out Shea Stadium anymore, are they? Apple does not have the fervor that it once had. DuPont is not the cutting-edge scientific lab that it once was. Now it's companies that are on the cutting edge, like Isis Pharmaceuticals, like the one we just featured, Insight, like Medivation. These are the companies of today. Many of them I identified in my book, Best Stocks Now, and I'll identify many more in my new book, which will be coming out soon. Best Stocks Now 2, the sequel? I don't know. Return of the Pink Panther? I don't know what to name it yet, but we're working on it. A little bit of quiet time down by the harbor, and I think I can get it done probably in a weekend. It's about two-thirds done right now. The mutual fund app. Man, I made major breakthrough last night. That thing is coming along. That thing's going to have 6,500 mutual funds. I learned so much about the inner workings of the market and where the best places are to invest by working on these databases and comparing these statistics and numbers that come out of crunching all of this. The PC app, I think it's almost ready to go. I looked at the final beta test and I approved it. So it looks great. Let's get it out there on the street. So today, I'm going to pin them down on the mat and get them in a headlock, then a half Nelson or a full Nelson, and say, when will the PC app be available to the retail investor? And I'll have tomorrow for you an estimated time arrival, and I would think it would be a week or less. You never know with these technological nerd type guru types who are brilliant in what they do. Sometimes, you know, you got to pin them down a little bit. And I think they're pretty close to having the PC app. We'll have a mutual fund app. We'll have a suite of apps. And then the ETF app is next. And then the one for European stocks is after that. And then maybe we'll look at Canadian stocks. And then we'll have a suite where you can subscribe to all of them and have all these databases. How has the app worked? Check out Illumina today. Check out Medivation today. On a day when the market's not doing so good, these things are soaring to new highs because on a relative basis, there's always something that's working in the market, even if it's inverse Argentina. You know? There's always something that is working in the market. Even if it's inverse Turkey, even if it's inverse Brazil, there's always a top 100, a top 200. And that's where I focus my search each and every day. You might want to take a look at the newsletter that I put out every single weekend. I've been fully invested throughout this bull for almost 5 years. I put up cautious signs along the way. We produced some pretty darn good results last year, and you can see what we're invested in this year, pwstreet.com. And if you want me personally to manage your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Take care, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.